We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're having Ava Louise on the show, but we were going to Zoom it, so there's video. But I know, I'm with you. You've done nothing wrong yet. Nothing wrong yet. But now I'm worried that the more time we wait, the less likely it's going to happen.
Well, there's more.
So we can just get it on the phone. Let's just do it.
You should have this information.
Go.
She has also put out a text message she received. Hi, my name is Todd Friedman. I'm an attorney representing Antonio Brown. I wanted to discuss an email I received regarding you. Are you available to discuss? And she posts a message over it. Only offer $10K to stay quiet. Yawn emoji.
We're on the phone now.
Nice.
Ava Louise, you're on with Craig Carton and Evan Roberts here in New York City. How are you today?
Guys.
How you doing?
Good. I'm good.
Are you feeling okay? Because I saw on Instagram you tested positive for COVID. Are you feeling all right?
I'm completely fine.
Good.
All right, let's walk through this story so we can put it out there. I guess let me go backwards first. You are COVID positive. You just took a test, within the last hour, I guess, yeah?
Yeah. Well, no, I took a test, today, this morning.
Okay.
Don't know how long I've been COVID positive, but I am.
Got it. So, I mean, but you the test results came back today, but you don't know when you contracted it, obviously.
No idea.
Okay. So, you also just put out, Evan was just telling me.
Honestly, I probably got it on New Year's.
Okay. What were you doing on New Year's?
I mean, I was just out in New York.
Just doing your thing?
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Sex with anybody on New Year's? Were they got to worry about it, or what were we doing on New Year's?
What a forward question.
I mean, New Year's Day, I think we all know who I slept with.
Yes. We're going to get to that in a second. Yes. All right.
Yeah.
So the update of the story I'm being told is that Antonio Brown's lawyer just offered you $10,000 not to tell the story?
He's offered me $10,000 not to tell the story on Tuesday.
Did you counter and say, come on, $10,000, what are we doing here?
I had my business manager talk to him, and we said we would get back to him on that, but I don't think that they were really going to up the offer. Because apparently to my business manager, the lawyer said, listen, we'd be really sad if this came out.
Right.
But, you know, we'll give you $10,000 to make it not.
Got it. So they offered you $10,000 on Tuesday of this week to not do what you essentially did today. So it never got past $10,000, right? All right.
It never got past $10,000.
So,
I think I'm worth more than $10,000. I was personally insulted.
What was your number?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. What would have been the number where you're like, okay, you got
if
it.
If they gave me $100K, I would have considered it.
Considered
but not
it.
Guaranteed.
Huh.
And not guaranteed because it's just I'm sorry, this story is just way too juicy.
It's pretty juicy.
Okay, now let me ask you this question. I have to be fair about it. You did invent a story with the whole Kanye West thing last year. This story is legitimate, 100% factual? Or is
Daily Mail couldn't run it unless it was legitimately 100% factual. I sent them mountains of evidence. If you look on the video Daily Mail posted.
We read some of it, yes.
I got to put it out there because it's part
did
of your
you hear
story.
The voice memos and everything else?
All right, so let's walk through this step by step, nice and slowly, okay?
Uh-huh.
When does Antonio Brown first reach out to you?
He first reached out to me in 2018. I was I think I was 19 or 20 at the time, but I felt weird and I wanted him to think I was older. So I lied and said I was a grad student at Rutgers, but I wasn't really a grad student because I was young when he reached out. And then we had on and off communication after that for the past 4 years.
But never physically saw each other.
Never physically saw each other. The first time he texted me was on New Year's 2021.
All right. So New Year's, that was a year ago.
No, you mean a year ago. Oh, a year ago.
Okay. So the DMs start, and do they immediately become sexually forward, or is it kind of like, you know, kind of cheeky at first?
Yeah, he got pretty sexual pretty fast. He was asking me if I was, like, a porn star or something when I was in college, and I was just like, what? And he was just like, you look like you could be. You have a fat ass. And I was like, thank you.
Okay. That's a compliment, Evan.
Yeah,
sometimes I got to walk Evan through this slowly. That is a compliment in the Instagram model world.
I've never said that, so to me, it's like new to me.
We say it all the time in my house.
Gotcha.
All right, so, but you don't physically see each other, and then fast forward to a couple days ago, right?
Yeah.
And so Saturday night, at some point, your phone buzzes, and it's Antonio Brown saying what?
Okay, so I am getting ready to go out, hang out with my friends. We're going to go to the club. And I get a phone call from, like, a Florida number because I had not had saved Antonio Brown's number. I didn't save it.
Okay.
It was just in my phone. And so I didn't answer it, and I texted, who's this? And I went to go text, who's this? And I saw that it was Antonio Brown because he texted me AB, the first time he ever texted me, so I know it was him.
Okay.
And then I texted back. I'm like, hey, what's up? And he tells me he's at the Westin in Jersey City, which is, like, literally a 7-minute walk from my apartment.
Got it. So that's just dumb luck.
Yeah.
All right. So at that point, he's like, come on over. I'm lonely. I want to see you. Let's get it on. That kind of thing, yeah?
Well, I wasn't sure I was going to go see him because I wanted to go out with my friends. I really wanted to hang out with my friends and stuff like that. And he started sending me voice memos. And they were just...
I know. Let me just say, we're on the radio, so there's certain words we can't use.
Okay.
No, we're all good. So I've not heard the voice messages, but just to be clear, one of the things he said to you, I want to get this right, is, I want to put you in the frog position, you heard?
And then he said, I want to put you in that butterfly stance, come get a bonus, implying he's going to give me money.
I was like,
I'm not going to let someone pay me for sex.
So, right. Like, that point, are you offended? Are you like, I'm not a whore. I like having sex. I'd probably have sex with you, but I'm not doing it for the money.
I was like, what? Like, I wouldn't go to have sex for money. Like, I have an OnlyFans, yes.
Like, you do sexual things for money. You just don't sleep with guys for money is what you're saying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, that's just like, you know what, that's too dirty.
Well,
for me.
I apologize if I'm ignorant to this. Are those real positions that you had heard of them before Antonio suggested them?
It comes from the Kama Sutra.
Not. I've never heard of that before.
Never heard of it. Okay, makes me feel better.
So he wants the frog position, and he wants the butterfly position in which you can earn a bonus.
That's what I was told, and I just thought it was so funny.
It's funny.
I was just like, I have to go. Like, I have to see what this is about.
So that convinced you. The oddness of the positions was where you were like, I gotta go. Forget my plans with my friends.
Yes, I screen recorded the voice memos and sent them to my friends, like my guy friends who love football, and I'm like, do I go? And they're like, you have to for us. And I was just like, okay. Because I'm not like a groupie. I don't go sleep around with rappers, and I don't go hook up with football players. Like, I don't do that. Like, I just date regular guys.
Like, who's the most famous guy before Antonio Brown you've ever slept with?
Well, I used to hook up with Vinny from Jersey Shore.
Well, but so did half of Jersey City, to be fair.
Exactly. And then I hooked up with Mike Malak, Logan Paul's friend.
Yeah, I know Mike, yep.
Yeah, he cheated on Lana Rhodes with me, and that was a whole scandal.
Yes. Oh, you were the girl that he cheated on Lana with. I got you. Okay.
Yes, I'm the girl he cheated on Lana with. So that happened. And so otherwise, it's like hasn't been anyone else. Like, I haven't really slept with famous guys. There's a lot of famous guys in my DMs. But I'm kind of I just kind of have, like, boyfriends and, like, monogamous things. Like, I believe it or not, though this is a very juicy and promiscuous story, I'm actually not that bad.
Okay. All right. So you say.
I'm being honest.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you did steal Mike from the hottest porn star on the planet, so.
Well, that's because my head game is really good.
Got it. Fair. I'll explain that to Evan later on. That's fine. You can leave that alone. Evan, I'll explain it to you off the air, okay?
It was Shut so up. Good, it made Antonio Brown quit the NFL.
All right, so walk us through. You get to the hotel. And, you know, most of those guys are on secured floors, meaning you need a key card if not to get to the floor, even to get the elevator to work. You walk in now. Are you dressed, like, really, like, skanky? Or are you dressed,
no, I
like,
was
conservatively?
In, like, a, I was dressed. I had, like, a bodysuit on, like a cat suit and, like, a denim jacket and some Dior sneakers. Like, I just.
All right, so like, nothing nothing where you would have been like, oh, boy, yeah, who ordered her? That wouldn't have been the case, right?
No, that wasn't the case.
How did he sneak you in?
Hang on, we're getting to it, Evan, step by step.
I'm so fascinated by
it. Just write down head
so
game. I'll explain later.
I call him. I'm, like, drunk because I was pre-gaming while I was doing my makeup to, like, go to the club with my friends. I'm drunk.
Okay.
Off this like, I don't know, champagne that Rick Ross sent me a while ago that I was old and I was chugging it. I'm like, I can't go hook up with Antonio Brown sober. So I'm really wasted. And so I am just like drunk and bold. So I see a bunch of people going in the elevator and I just hop in and I see some guy scan his card and I hit the sixth floor.
God, so you just kind of melded into another group. No one thought otherwise. Bang, you're on the sixth floor. And then I assume you're texting Antonio or calling him to let him know you're in the hotel, yeah?
Yes. Well, I called him to let him know I was in the lobby. He was like, oh, I have to figure out how to sneak you in. There's security. And I'm drunk. So I'm like, whatever. So I go up to the sixth floor, sneak on the sixth floor. There's a big sign that says it's like the Bucks like floor and everything like that.
Right.
And if you look in the article, like there might be a picture of the sign. I don't know. But there's like a sign saying it's the Bucks floor saying that like Tom Brady's on the second floor. And, like, where they go for, like, training and stuff like that. I don't know.
Did you think of going to the second floor to check out Tom Brady, or were you fully committed to seeing Antonio at this point?
We were fully committed with Antonio Brown.
Gotcha.
All right, so.
But so I look, and there's a security guard sitting there at a desk with, like, all this football information, all this stuff. And I was like, uh-oh. So I called Antonio, and I was like, what room again? And he was, like, 611. So I'm just on the phone, I'm like, be right there. I just walk past the security guard. Security guard just looks at me, sees me go in the room.
Wow.
And that was that.
Okay, now you walk into the room. Antonio Brown has clothes on. He's naked. What's he wearing?
He has clothes on. All I see on the floor is his suitcase. When I saw the photo of him leaving the stadium, I was laughing because that was the exact suitcase I saw on his floor.
Got it. And yeah. He starts talking to you right away about something big's going to happen tomorrow, or that's...
He was just, like, off. Like, I genuinely was like, this guy has to be drunk after, like, the voice memos and everything like that. And I was drunk, so I was just asking him all kinds of questions. So I'm like, who are you playing tomorrow? The Jets? You're definitely going to beat the Jets.
Right.
And then we were just, like, talking, and he was just like, yeah, tomorrow's going to be crazy. Like, I want another Super Bowl. We're going to the playoffs. The playoffs are soon. Like, I'm hype, all this stuff.
So when he's talking about doing something crazy, he's just talking about football. We're going to kill the Jets. Like, he's not thinking this was going to happen.
Well, he told me he's good. He was telling me. Well, then I was just like, he's like, oh, you're really brave for walking past security like that. Like, most girls would be weird about it, and they get scared. And I looked at him, and I'm like, I'm crazy. I told him that I'm crazy.
Got it.
And he looks at me, and he's like, yo, you don't know how crazy I am. Just wait till tomorrow. I'm going to get you tickets.
So it's like a crazy convention.
Yes. It was crazy. You put two insane people. I mean, I licked the toilet seat. Like, obviously insane.
You probably, I just wondered, you regret that or you don't regret that?
I don't regret that at all. Do you know how much money that made me?
How much money did that make you?
I've made since I licked a toilet seat like $500,000.
That's the best lick you ever did in your entire life. Did you
literally? I have no shame. Like, I've sold my soul to the devil for this clout lifestyle. Right.
Did you get COVID from the toilet seat or no? What was the end result of that?
No,
so you didn't get it from that, but you got it from New Year's Eve a couple of days ago.
That's right.
Okay. I mean, COVID's a little different now. Well, how are you going to get COVID from licking a toilet seat that I cleaned? Like,
okay, now let's get down to what happens. So now you guys are, and you know what's going to happen next. We're getting naked. We're having sex with Antonio Brown.
And, well, like, I had to initiate.
And if you don't mind.
What did he say about the fake vax card?
Yeah.
he was talking about, like, oh, like, I was like, yeah, I saw your fake back card scandal. And he was just like, yeah, like, the NFL rules for COVID are stupid. Like, all the players aren't vaccinated. Like, you have no idea. Whoa. None of us care about COVID.
Huh. So did he admitted that he had the fake vax card or?
Yes.
He did.
And he's saying a lot of the league has it too, right?
Yes.
Here's what's interesting is that you're not just the run-of-the-mill gal looking for a good time. Like, you're a bit of a sports fan enough to know the story about him and who he was.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Right, okay, so.
Yeah, it's just like, I obviously knew who he was. I knew the situation.
Right.
I didn't plan on exposing him or, like,
but we're gonna get to, hold on, stop there. We're going to get to that part. There's a story arc here. I want to go step by step, yeah. Okay? So okay. Now he's just boring you with conversation. You're both drunk, or you're drunk at least. He may not be. And you're like, I don't really want to talk anymore. I want to get busy. So you initiate the sex, yeah?
I just started making out with him.
Got it. Okay.
And then the first time we didn't even have sex because, like I said, my head game's really good.
Got
so
it. Okay,
like
fair enough.
30 seconds.
So 30 seconds, I was in?
That's it?
And he filmed it.
Well, okay. So the film thing, was that initiated by him or you, the
it
whole filming?
It was initiated by him.
So you start doing that sexual act. He decides to film it, and it ends very quickly because you're very good at it.
Yes.
Got it. Now, how long until you could initiate a second sexual encounter with him?
He wanted to go to sleep. He's like, let's go to sleep. I was like, what?
That's it?
Okay, well, that's most
men,
to be fair.
I was like, oh, my God. And then he was like, wait, let me see the video. And he played the video, and that excited him enough for a round two.
Okay. Good thing he took that video, right?
So round two, at any point during round two.
That also lasted only about 30 seconds.
So Antonio Brown is not good in bed is what I'm hearing.
I mean, it was good. It just wasn't long. And then I looked at him and he said that, you know, my, you know what? It's fire too. And that's why
Got it
was only 30 seconds.
I totally understand.
Yeah.
I'll explain to you off the air.
That one you need to explain to me, Chris.
No, I'll explain to you off the air.
Thanks, pal.
At any point, did we experience the frog thing or the butterfly thing or no?
No.
No. Okay. I want to make sure we got that. So you guys get it on twice. He's definitely going to go to bed after the second time, and that's it? You roll out, and that's it?
Well, he told me to spend the night. He's like, you want to go to sleep, babe? And I was just like, sure. And he's like, he keeps playing, like, highlights of him playing on his phone and stuff. It just keeps playing on
and
off.
That, and like, was that turning him on, or he just wanted you to see?
I don't know what that was doing, and he starts playing the highlights. And then he was, like, mumbling in his sleep and, like, talking in his sleep. And he's like, I'm going to give you tickets tomorrow, baby, so you can come see what I'm going to do tomorrow. And I was just like, okay. I never got the tickets, by the way.
How long did you stay there until you rolled out?
I was probably in bed with him for, like, 30 minutes. And then I woke him up. And I was like, listen, because he told me, he's like, we got to wake up early tomorrow. Like, I got a meeting with Brady at, like, 7 a.m. And I'm like, I'm wasted. I don't want to wake up that early.
Right.
I was like, ugh. So I'm like, I think I'm going to go, babe. And I roll him over and I'm just like, I'm going to go. And he kisses me goodbye. And I'm like drunk. And I like put my body, like it was like, it's like a one piece, like bodysuit thing that I was wearing, the cat suit. I put it on inside out because I just wanted, like, I didn't even realize.
So like the walk of shame times a million. Like was the security guard still there when you walked out?
Yes. The security guard. There when I walked out, he started laughing.
He knows. Like, yo, Antonio's fast. What's that all about?
Yeah, so, basically.
So you walk out, the walk of shame, you're inside out, you leave the hotel, and you think nothing, and that's it, it's over, done game, right?
Yeah, I was just done, and I just, like, FaceTimed my friends, like, you wouldn't believe what I just did.
Nice.
So he took
it. I went to bed, and, like, all my friends knew and everything about, like, all my guy friends. They were like, Ava, like, smashed Antonio Brown last night.
Yeah, they're so proud of you.
And then I get a phone call from my friend Andrew. He's like, what did you do to him?
Based on the next day?
You effed him crazy is what you did.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, turn the game on. So I turned the game on, and it's Antonio shirtless running off the field. And I was just like, damn, like, I knew that I drove men crazy, but I didn't think I drove them this crazy.
Do you think that the true story isn't Bruce Arians or play calling or injuries, that the true story is that maybe that did cause him to go crazy on Sunday?
Yes, I think that I did cause him to go crazy because I, you know.
You're very
really
special. You're very, yes. You have a magical vagina.
I do.
That's what it is. You have a magical, magical vagina. Your vagina like drove him crazy. It's your fault.
You did it. You broke Antonio Brown.
I know. If they want to send me into any of the NFL games now to, like, take out a team that they don't like everyone for their fantasy leagues. Like,
you should make a plastic mold of it and start selling it, just like Lana did. And you make lots of money.
Josh Allen this weekend. Go ahead. Target established.
The vagina that ruined Antonio Brown. Da, 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 da. All right. So now, hold on.
Even better. It gets even better because I text him.
Right.
I text him. I'm like, why did you just run off the field? And he says, you see me, baby? I sit back. I'm like, why did you just run off the field?
Yeah.
Like, why? I was like, you look sexy doing it, but why? And all he said back was, you see me, baby.
You see me. Now, here's what's interesting. Did he call you for a ride when he was waiting for the Uber to show up?
Oh, my God, no, but that would have been funny.
That would have been great.
That was the jokes all my friends are making. Like, the video of him that got, like, sent around of him in the Uber, they were all my friends are screenshotting and being like, Antonio Brown on his way to Ava's.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Now, here's the thing. So now, fast forward to today. Why did you decide to put this story out there, other than for the obvious attention you're going to get, which is good for your brand and good for you to make money? Is there any other reason to do it?
No.
Honestly, I love
are
it.
You
Oh, no, it gets better because Antonio Brown just called me.
When?
Right after the story broke, he called me and I didn't answer.
Go ahead.
He DM'd me on Instagram.
Same.
And I'll read you the DM.
Yeah, we read us the DM. Go ahead.
At 4:42 p.m., damn, that's who you was, huh? Okay.
So
I say back. I saw an opportunity and ran with it, babe. No hard feelings. Still love you. Heart emoji. At least it's a sexy story.
Look at you. Look at
Did
you.
Did he respond to that, by the way?
No.
He was typing, but he didn't respond because I'm sure, you know, his reps and everyone were like,
you,
this is not the girl to respond to.
Do you expect at some point, maybe not next week, that he'll reach out again and maybe you guys will hang out again? Or do you think that's the last you've seen of him?
You know what? The fact that he was bold enough to message me after clearly shows he doesn't hate me. So
you have
maybe
a
we can
magical vagina.
I mean, it's really good. Yeah. I've never had any complaints.
Right? He's at some point you're gonna sleep with him again because that's where it's going.
Who has the
Probably.
Video? By the way,
maybe.
Was it him who took the video or you that took the video?
It was him. He grabbed my phone. He's like, "You got OnlyFans?" I'm like, "Yeah, obviously. Like, look at my body. I have like big boobs and a big ass. Like, you think I wouldn't?" And
so, have you put any of the video out there yet, or are you saving it for OnlyFans?
Everyone's gonna have to subscribe to find out.
Can you send it to our producer real quick, just so we can review it for you?
Yeah, not for free.
Nice try.
Okay.
What if we have an agreement that we won't send it to anybody else?
That doesn't matter.
She's smart.
I respect that. Okay. It'll be leaked eventually.
Talking to Ava Louise, she's the gal that slept with Antonio Brown the night before the Jet game, the night before he went crazy. He was very, very quick, two times with her, two different acts, but it did not last very long, which is really the story here. And then we find out today that you have COVID. So,
yes. Oh, wait. You know what's even funnier? After I sent him the tapes, I sent him the tapes, and I was like, last night was fun, and he said I was a beast in bed.
Wait, hold on. He said you were a beast in bed?
Yes.
Oh, I thought he was referring to himself.
He was not referring to himself. He said you were the beast.
Yes.
Look at you. So then you put that on a resume, I think, right?
I think so.
No doubt.
Well,
yeah, now you should be Ava Louise. Beast in bed.
According to all pro wide receivers.
Yeah.
I mean, according to any man that's ever slept with me, yeah.
Okay.
Look at you.
Mike Malak only lasted 30 seconds, too.
Has anyone ever lasted longer than 30 seconds with you?
Only if they were, like, on a lot of, like, blow.
Got it. I told you, it's magical. It is a magical thing you have there. And
yeah.
And it's your moneymaker, right? It is now. So
nowadays.
This is fascinating to me. So where do you think things stand right now with you and Antonio Brown? Or you and do the Tampa Bay Buccaneers know that you're COVID positive?
No, but now they do.
Now they do for sure. So now they get tested anyway, but every guy in that locker room has got to worry that they were close to Antonio Brown.
Yeah, and you also said earlier that Antonio Brown kind of admitted about the fake vax card, said, boy, you don't even know. And I admit I'm asking this as a fan, hoping it's true. Did he tell you that Tom Brady has a fake vax card? Did he say that or no?
No, he didn't. He didn't really say anything about Brady. I think we were talking about the players and stuff, and he was like, yeah, Brady's great. Because I was telling him, he was like worried they weren't going to beat the Jets or something. I'm like, you have Brady and you have Gronk, and you're such a good player.
Antonio Brown was worried that the Buccaneers weren't going to beat the Jets. Is that true?
For good reason.
Damn right. But there's a lot to unravel here. He told you that the vax card was fake, and a lot of guys have fake vax cards.
And he said that no one cares. And I was like, yeah. And I was just like, I don't really care about COVID either. Because, I was out partying on New Year's.
Right.
That's a big story, though, don't you think?
Yeah, I think this whole thing's a big story. I love it.
Well, yes.
Not only that, Ava, here's what's interesting. Did he shower before he left the room, do you know, or do you have no idea?
I have no idea. I doubt it.
Yeah, and what kind of rooms do they stay? Normal, boring, no-frills rooms or, a suite?
He had, a king room.
But nothing crazy, right?
In order to prove to Daily Mail that it was a true story, I had to Google it and, compare the photo I had in bed with him with the photo of the hotel room. So.
Well, I respect the Daily Mail for that. They want to. This is a scandalous story. They want to make sure you're not,
obviously,
BS.
They needed to make sure it was true, so I gave them everything. They were, without a doubt, 100% sure.
Let me ask you this. Did he say anything to you that night about his ankle hurting?
No, nothing.
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 So he's lying about the ankle.
Yeah. I think he is, because he said he was just all hyped to play.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
This is
nothing
great.
About his ankle. And he was walking around the room with me fine. He brought me in the room. He seemed fine.
Were you
nothing? Because I asked him, he's like, yeah, you have to come see me play tomorrow. And it's if you have a hurt ankle, why are you telling this girl that you're going to play tomorrow?
Right. Right. And he doesn't seem all that mad with you right now, other than saying, I can't believe that's the kind of girl you was.
But all you have to do is Google me.
Right, to be fair, you've become famous being that girl.
Yeah, it's cool.
You're not the girl to sleep with if you don't want people to know. That's right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I became famous. The thing is, it was the Mike Malak situation when he cheated on Lana. I didn't tell anyone. Mike and Lana told Twitter, and that's how I got dragged into it.
Yeah. Have you seen Lana since then or no?
No, I haven't. But I'm friends with plenty of other porn stars, so it's fine.
No, I just wonder if it would be ugly between you guys, if it come to blows, if she's over it.
I don't think so, considering she's pregnant with another man's baby.
Oh, is that right? Nice.
Yeah. It's
not mine, by the way.
Good to know.
Just so in case you thought it might be. This is a fan. I really appreciate you sharing your story with us today.
Of course.
Yeah, and we have your number, so let's stay in touch and see how this all plays out. And maybe we'll call you again tomorrow just for a recap, because I'm sure the next couple hours are going to be crazy now that you've done this interview, and we appreciate it.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be huge.
It's going to be. It is. It's going to be even bigger than you ever thought, because now it's out there. And is there any other part of the story you feel like we didn't ask you about or you haven't told us about yet? Did he do anything kinky or weird or, want to bite you or do anything weird sexually?
No, it was so boring.
It was boring and quick.
I mean, it was 30 seconds. There's only so much you can do.
Oh, isn't there a part of you that's you called me up here for that? That's it?
I was kind of just okay. I was surprised. I was damn, because he was talking crazy over the messages. I was okay.
You probably weren't surprised after the first act, because as you've said, your game there is dynamite. But you're probably surprised the second time that it happened, that it went so fast, I imagine.
Well, I mean, considering that he had already finished, I thought he would have some stamina.
You would think.
Logic would tell you.
You would think the second time, he's going to be a stallion.
Sure.
I would have thought you would have been worn out the second time.
Same.
Yeah. But he did think that you were a beast. So, again, that's your new thing, your calling card, I guess.
I guess that, that's what he thought. But it's just I already knew that. I already knew that going
into
it.
And you already knew.
And how many followers do you have now between TikTok and the gram and all that stuff?
Well, on the gram, I have 371,000. And on TikTok, my TikTok used to have 700,000, but then I got deleted.
Okay, and how many people you got on OnlyFans?
8,000, but I'm sure that's going to change very soon.
And they all 8,000, would they pay like a monthly fee or they pay a per video fee?
Well, I have a free page and I have a VIP page.
Got it. So can you make 7 figures this year on that?
I hope so.
So $1 million a year, just, you know, letting people see your thing. That's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I just like, you know, I have nice boobs, so now, it's like,
so
works out well.
Do you have in your possession the video of you and Antonio, right?
Yeah.
Because he filmed it, but he filmed it on your phone.
Yes, and he told me explicitly to sell it.
He told you
to
sell it.
So you feel like he's already given you approval. Like, you don't even have to worry about what he thinks.
He already told me. Yeah. He said, film this. Oh, wait. I have a DM from him. Wait. This is going to be great.
Go ahead. Hold on. Here we go. Breaking news. Antonio Brown has just DM'd Ava
on
Louise.
On December 30th, 2020, Antonio Brown said, link up. Let's record Catch Vibes. So he's been wanting to record for over a year.
So he's wanted to film you guys getting it
the
on together for over a year.
The consent is there from Antonio Brown to, record it and release it and do what you got to do.
Yeah. So what? In your experience, and this is your world, not ours, how much do you think, even if it's a 30-second video, whatever it really is, how much do you think that's worth?
I could probably make $100,000. If I really want to.
Nice.
But it just all depends on when I want to drop it. Like, if I want to do that to him, I don't want, you know.
Sure. Well, he gave you permission.
He agreed to it. I don't even think you should feel bad about it now. He said, go do it.
I think
he did tell me to go do it. Yeah. So I
Here's
might have
what
to.
I think you do. I think you have to do it the night of the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea.
Yeah. I think leading up to it, maybe you give like little 3 or 4 second clips. Just to tease people.
I have to go to the Super Bowl now. Like,
I think you may have to go to LA, no doubt about it. And I think you go on all the radio stations out there and then you say, listen, the Super Bowl starts at 6:20 at 6 p.m. Eastern time. I will drop the entire video.
You don't think halftime? Right pregame?
No, because the American public wants to watch Dre and Eminem and Snoop and all that.
You don't
want to
compete with that.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
So you do it at 6 o'clock Super Bowl Sunday. You drop the video. Bang.
I think that's a great idea.
You're welcome.
And he doesn't even want to cut. Don't worry.
I want nothing. I want to see it, but I don't
want to see it.
He's Antonio Brown. He makes how much money? I think he's fine.
I think he's fine, too. All right, so listen, we'll reconnect with you tomorrow. We'll see how today goes, all right?
All right.
And
good.
Last thing, what's next for you? Any idea? I know you didn't see this one coming, but what do you think happens next?
You know, I never see any scandal of mine coming. They just fall into my lap. Next is I'm just going to keep getting hotter, and I'm going to party a lot this summer, and we'll see what happens when next scandal falls into my lap.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from New Jersey, which makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Listen, I think you have a great plan. I think that is the plan. Get hotter, do more videos, make more money, and enjoy life even more than you already are. Fantastic plan.
That's exactly it. I mean, we'll see what opportunities come to me. I think that I deserve a podcast or a reality show or something, considering it's been 4 consecutive years of Ava dropping giant bombs on the internet.
Bombs. All right, kiddo. We'll reconnect tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, be good. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.